man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. Well, here we are, folks. And in the northern upper Midwest here in northern North Dakota, this is a Trump Phenomenon radio show hosted here in Trump Country, which is North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, and this show is brought to you by the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in another Trump state, Texas, Round Rock, Texas, to be precise, just north of Austin. And you can go to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org to show your support. The date today, March 20th, 2024. And, the weeks are marching on. We're starting to talk about, we were talking about 9 months and then 8 months and really only 7 full months left before the fate of the world is decided on November 5th. Pretty darn exciting here on a Wednesday. You can call in at 512-248-8252. The part of that number I have no trouble remembering is 248. Who do we appreciate? Yeah, that's right. Trump. 512-248-8252. We were talking last night with James in Vancouver. Possibly he'll call. He had a good theme going, and if he wants to pick up where he left off last night, he's more than welcome to do so. Something I didn't talk about last night that I should have was Donald Trump's romp through the March 19th primaries, all of which he won bigly. He won Arizona with 43 delegates. He won Illinois with 64 delegates. He won Florida with 125 delegates, and Kansas with 39 more, and Ohio with 79. I'm just kind of looking at that. It looks like roughly about 340 delegates were decided yesterday, all of them for Trump entirely. And his total now is he already has in the pocket 1,615 delegates. Now, how many does he need to secure the nomination of the Republican Party? Well, he's going to have to really work harder wrap up that nomination, because he only has 1,615 delegates right now, and he needs 1,215. Oh, hey, he's already 400 over. My goodness, it's already signed, sealed, and delivered. Donald Trump is the nominee. And this, you know, I'll tell you what, this is something really worth contemplating, is that from the point of view of the demon rats, the Communist Party USA, the rhinos, the Never Trumpers, all of the losers, America's losers, the entire gaggle of all of the worst people in America. That's who we're arrayed against, isn't it? Funny, I've kind of talked around that, said it in different ways, but there we go, right to the heart of the matter, right into the 100 circle on the dartboard. America's worst people, the worst, the scum, the dregs, the enemies of freedom and goodness. These are the Democrats. These are the Biden supporters. And all the good people, who supports Donald Trump? All of the really, genuinely good people in America. Every single one of them. I mean, if you support Biden, there's something really wrong with you. And here's James in Vancouver. James, thank you for arriving.
Yes, sir. I am your servant.
Well, thank you. I'm doing great. You know, last night you and I were having so much fun, we forgot to mention that Donald Trump wrapped up five more primaries, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, yep. Kansas, and Ohio, all of them significant states, two of them, Florida and Ohio and Illinois, three of them, really big states. And so it's, now here's the interesting point. If you're in the judicial system, whoever you are, communist judge, rhino judge, like the ones we have on the Supreme
Court. Communist prosecutor.
Communist prosecutors, rhinos, and so on. All of this entitled class, all of this professional. Right. And interesting, folks, who votes against Donald Trump? It's very interesting. The surveys have shown very clearly it's the college crowd. It's the people with postgraduate degrees. The people who are basically sucking on the federal tit. they don't like Donald
Trump. Professors. They've had all the right professors in college to, and we've been seeing that since the 60s, okay? You got to know that since the 60s, it was starting to go, red, like as in communists. So the universities, that is.
They've taken over. So, you know, and it's a really interesting... Karl Marx talked about class warfare, but I don't think he got it kind of back-ass words, because this is a class war. This is a class warfare, but Karl Marx wouldn't like what it really is, which is that the people with dirt on their hands, with dirt under their fingernails, the people with scuffed knees, the people with burns on their, from welding, those people, the actual workers, they are in a populist revolt, let's say revolution, against the, and we'll just, searching for a term, the professional class, people that got a law degree, and supposedly that makes them professional. I mean, have you ever met an attorney? I mean, I'm sure there are a few good attorneys, but most of them are what? They're dirt bags. And what they did in college... is they learned how to be parasites on this exploitative system.
All the leftists I knew in college, as soon as they graduated, they got cushy jobs in the government. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
One became a CBC broadcaster, and then they made a senator out of her. And then later it was found that she was living off the Canadian taxpayer by partying like that woman down in Georgia and her boyfriend Wade, snacking on the proceeds of the Georgia government to prosecute Trump, right? And at the same time, spending thousands of dollars in cash, right?
Yes, you're talking about none other than Big Fanny.
Yeah, and, Big Fanny baby and her dumb boyfriend.
Big Fanny.
And the American.
Yeah, these people are not, you know, the thing that. The thing that characterizes these people, they didn't learn anything in the university or college. What they did is was college and university, and of course I've been to all kinds of colleges
they
and so
learned
on.
That they had been exploited. They had been exploited. Their forebears had been oppressed, and therefore it was up to them to take revenge.
Well, and now let's even talk about the white college students. What they learned is they were indoctrinated and they were routed into a system. This is it's like a giant guild with levels of initiation. Right. So each year that they went through in the university, they were further and further initiated by their left-wing professors into a system, a system that pays them enormous, like. In New York City, you know what the James? You know what the average pay of an average New York City school, a secondary school teacher is? It's over $100,000. Over $100,000 for a school teacher. You know,
yes.
I mean,
well,
yeah. And what they did is they learned.
For
you know
a Marxist
what?
School teacher, they got to be a Marxist to get that money.
Well, that's it.
This is it. If I'm not a Marxist, I'm not going to graduate with a Marxist professor to get my master's degree, see?
Correct.
I got to be a Marxist, too.
And even if I graduate, how am I going to get routed into the job? You see, it has to it's my advisor at the university, at New York University, he's going to secure grease the skids for my job at, you know, PS 119
in
the Bronx.
That's right.
And if I'm a conservative, you know, a naive, innocent, babe-in-the-woods conservative who said, I want to be a school teacher. And, you know, they read Little House on the Prairie or something like that, and they think that's still operative. And then, you go in for your interview to get the, you're not going to get the job. You're not in the club.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll wear a T-shirt saying, I love Karl Marx, and I can be bribed. If I have that on my T-shirt... I'm joking.
Right.
Okay.
And who was it? George Carlin, who said, let me play it right now. George Carlin, who probably thought of himself as, you know, a liberal or, you know, somehow leftish or something, but he's not really. Let me find his statement. He really beautifully stated it. What this whole thing has been all this time, and it's been building for decades, as you say, James. Let me find his routine. okay, let me see if we can play it here. Lickety split for you. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to turn it down on a Biden ad and a Biden appeal for money. Okay, now let's go to George Carlin.
Folks, not too fucking bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. We need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. And you say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. Ah, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. That's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a fucking pencil. Got a pencil? Get the fuck in there. It's
okay, all right. He's getting a little bit too fresh. But he goes on. He might drop too many more F-bombs above my quota here for one show. Here's what he says. He builds in this routine, which is just brilliant. He says, it's a big club. He's talking about this insider club that has taken over America, the professional class, that they don't work. You know, they show up for work, they punch a clock, they drive their car, you know, et cetera. They call that work. But they don't actually work. And they certainly don't produce anything. and what they do, the results of their effort are, in fact, harm. But Carlin summed it up. It's a big club, folks, and you ain't in it. And that's what all of us MAGA
people... He came out of that generation that was called the nonconformists back in the early 60s.
Right.
Right. They were nonconformists, and that was his... he wasn't a leftist. He just didn't want to go along with the what the government and the status quo.
Right. That led to the beatniks and the hippies name it.
Well, a little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah. And James,
Jack
you're talking.
Kerouac.
Yeah, you're talking to one of them.
Jack Kerouac. Jack Kerouac should have got a Nobel Prize in literature.
Yeah.
Because he did have the talent. But go ahead.
He did. And I was reading On the Road, Dharma Bums. That was what I was reading in high school.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
I tried reading William S. Burroughs and I failed. The guy is just nuts. He's bonkers.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so Trump won these primaries and he's winning so bigly. If you're a left winger, if you're one of this professional class we're talking about, the big club, their heads are exploding because how do you deprive the American people of their obvious choice? Donald Trump has gotten 1,615 delegates. Nikki Haley, who's withdrawn, got 93. Ron DeSanctimonious, who withdrew, he got 9.
He's in there somewhere.
He got 9.
Oh, I love that better. 9. 1/10 of 90.
This is a unanimous, a countrywide choice. And by the way, most of the people who voted for Nikki Haley were Democrats trying to wreck the election. So who will then turn around and they're going to vote for Biden. And now here's the other beautiful thing. This is beautiful, James. I'm loving this. This makes my year. Joe Biden's the candidate. It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden has such an enormous ego. He is so full of himself,
right.
And his wife is so infected with the same lust for power. That
and
he
won
not,
81 million votes in 2020,
He believes his own crap. And so he is such an inveterate liar. He cannot even see. So this is wonderful. We've got a rematch between, we've got a mixed martial arts, MMA,
WWE,
UFC. We've
Vince
got an
McMahon,
ultimate fighting championship. The white trunks, Donald Trump, and in the devil red trunks, Joe Biden.
I'd like to see that actually.
This is what it's going to be. Now, Donald Trump has already challenged Joe Biden to a debate. To debate starting right now. He said, not under any auspices, not sponsored by somebody, not, all the fancy frou-frou and so on. No, no.
A debate of the week.
You and
once
me.
Once a week
yeah.
until election time.
Donald Trump's saying, here's what Donald Trump's saying to Joe Biden. Hey, you and me, buddy, out in the parking lot. Let's go.
And sell the rights to
now,
Vince McMahon. And put
exactly.
Her on, yeah,
out
put her
in the
on
parking
cable.
Lot right now. We don't need the NBC host or moderator. We certainly don't need Mike Pence in there. Let's you and me, Joe, baby, and bring your punk son with you. He can hold your hand. And by the way, wonderful news: Donald Trump's wonderful youngest son. I think it was yesterday or within a couple of days. Just turned 18. We'll come back to that right after this break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like it should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. Wish you for.
We're back, folks. And I was just looking up George Carlin, and I found the segment I want to play for you. It's not quite as quite as ripe as the one I just played. It's a little later in the segment. And this is the one where he says it's a big club, folks, and you ain't in it. I want to play it. And I'll tell you what, he died in two. This is interesting. I didn't realize how much parallel life beat hippie counterculture populist. He was a populist. He was a forerunner of Donald Trump. And I guarantee you, folks, if George Carlin were alive today, which he could well be, he died in 2008 at the age of 71. He was born in 1937. He could be alive today. But he had some heart trouble and so on. He was born in Manhattan. Guess who else was born in Manhattan? Oh me. And he died in Santa Monica. Guess who's lived his life in Santa Monica? Oh, me.
You.
let me play that Carlin for you. And I guarantee you, he would be on the Trump train today. He would. Because he recognizes that what Trump is giving this system that Carlin was dedicated to exposing and lambasting, he's giving that system a big middle finger. And, you know, there's colorful language here from George Carlin, but let me tell you, in his one of his last couple of speeches, I think the one in Ohio, Donald Trump said, no, this is one in Dayton, Ohio. I know this is going to have a four-letter word in it, but this is what the president said. He said, everything Joe Biden touches turns to shit. That was the president. He said that. And that's George Carlin language. And the reason George Carlin had filled auditoriums with people roaring, laughing, loving it, is because he was releasing that pent-up anger with that colorful language. Now listen to George Carlin doing it. Okay. My producer's saying he's got a clip, but I've got it down to 1 minute, Mike. So here we go. Here it is.
Don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions.
Bill Gates.
Forget the politicians.
George Soros.
The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it.
And you know what?
Well, that was when the healing Glass-Steagall. The Glass-Steagall Act. That's how they got the pension money.
Yeah,
Bill
Clinton. Yeah, and another way,
and
another way they get...
didn't vote for that.
Yeah, and another way that they get
that. Yeah,
another way that they're getting your pension, folks, and they're getting your 401k, they're getting everything you have. And Carlin's right. It's through inflation.
Yes.
Inflation is a secret tax. Not very secret, but it's a hidden tax. It's the most nefarious of all taxes. All your cash is becoming, every dollar you have is worth 75 cents after 3.5 years of Joe Biden. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated.
We're back, folks. James is with us from, it's James and James here, and thank you very much. Let's go to Donald Trump and see what he's doing. First of all, let me check his schedule. He had no event scheduled as of yesterday. Let's see if something has come up. Nope, nothing scheduled. And the, you can imagine what he's having to go through with the lawfare that's coming against him. And it's turning up. Let's go to the president. Let's see what he has to say. Well, I'll shut up and we can listen to Donald Trump. And I'll hit refresh here to see if he's got something more recent than 1 hour ago. Okay, here's 5 minutes ago. All right, so here it is, delivered to you piping hot from the kitchen, folks. Here is Donald Trump 5 minutes ago. He put up this post. It's a Jesse. I haven't heard it. So let's all listen to it together. The president thinks it's worthy of us listening to it. It's Jesse Waters. He likes Jesse Waters. He's one of those few people on Fox that Donald Trump likes. So here's what he put up.
Fannie Willis having a pretty tough week. Friday, Loverboy was forced to quit the Trump Georgia case, and Fannie may not be far behind. Today, Trump's legal team appealed the Fannie Willis disqualification, taking it all the way to the Georgia Supreme Court. And then things got worse. Yesterday, during a different trial involving a RICO case, remember AOC, with a popular rap artist? Her star witness showed up too high to testify.
Can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all now.
Fannie put that man on the stand.
And by the way, he had a mask on, a stifling mask on his face. I'll have something to say about COVID-19 before the end of the show if we get a chance. So here we go back to the water segment that the president just posted.
The alleged getaway driver during an armed robbery. That guy was her star witness. That was Fannie's star witness. And he's got a worse memory than Nathan Wade and Joe Biden combined. This has to be the jankiest jurisprudence south of the Mason-Dixon line we've ever seen. Fannie Willis having a pretty tough week. Friday, Loverboy was forced to quit. May not be far behind. Today, Trump's legal team appealed the Fannie Willis disqualification to Georgia's Supreme Court. And then things got worse. Yesterday, during a different trial involving a RICO case, remember AOC, with a popular rap artist? Her star witness showed up too high to testify.
Can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all now.
Fannie put that man on the stand. The alleged getaway driver during an armed robbery. That guy was her star witness. That was Fannie's star witness. And he's got a worse memory than Nathan Wade and Joe Biden combined.
Okay. I ran a lot of that twice, and that was inadvertent. That was my fault.
That should be good enough for communists. That way, good enough for communists.
Exactly.
Truthfully, comrades.
So Fannie Willis, I mean, all of these people persecuting, they're not prosecutors, they're persecutors. Jack Smith, Letitia James, Peekaboo, Big Fannie, and who else is there? There's another one in there. They are all persecutors. And here's the beauty of it. America is awakened largely to this fact. And one reason America's awakened to this. And so the harder they press on this now, the more torture they try to inflict on Donald Trump, the more it rebounds against them. And it's wonderful. The numbers are wonderful. Donald Trump is soaring in every community, in every ethnicity, in every portion. The only group that seems to be falling on its ass is old people. Come on, old people. What's wrong with you? These are boomers. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm an old person.
Yeah, what's wrong with... the only group in which Donald Trump doesn't just knock it out of the park is his own group, the boomers. Yes. I mean, are we that screwed up? I don't know. I mean, this needs to be analyzed.
Too many bum acid trips back in the 60s.
Exactly.
And I remember one girl saying to me, well, you're a physics major. I can't go out with you because my Marxist professors say that I'm promoting war and blah, blah, because I study physics. Back to you.
Yeah, well, you got to check out that girl again now.
That was 1970. That's how they were thinking in 1970.
Yeah, but see, that same girl. She's all for war now. They're all out there. They're all out there beating the war drums for Volodymyr Zelensky
their children and their grandchildren into this nonsense. You see?
They're with Emmanuel. Yeah, they're with Emmanuel Macron. Let's get the fighter jets.
Grandma says Karl Marx was a good guy.
Yeah. All right, let's go now.
Grandma
to Donald
said
Trump.
She studied Karl Marx in university, so it must be okay.
Now here's another one put up by put up by Donald Trump. Let me just see here. Let me make sure I'm there's so many good posts on Donald Trump's website, truthsocial.com, that you you can go down any trail, and they just get better and better. Here's one the president put up 3 minutes ago. Mr. President, are you out there? Are you listening to this show? Are you putting up posts just for us? Here it is, 3 minutes ago. I've never heard it, of course. So let's listen to it together. This is another segment on the Jesse Waters show. And the banner down below says, Hispanic voters don't like Joe. And the president's comment is, thank you, Tito Ortiz. Here it goes. This is Tito Ortiz talking.
Former Huntington Beach mayor and UFC world champ Tito Ortiz joins me now. Tito, what do you think of the Biden pitch to Hispanics?
Pandering at its worst. It's pretty embarrassing what they're trying to do. I've watched this over the last 3.5 years, and it's just how much more can our country take before people stand up? And on all the Latino friends that I have, everybody that has been waiting in line to get across the border, it's no longer Mexicans that are trying to get across the border. It's everybody from every other country. And it's just, I feel bad for our country right now. People need to stand up and make their vote be heard. If their votes aren't going to be heard, I don't know what's going to happen next for our country. And it's really hard for me because being a blue-collared man with 3 boys and the future of them, I got to make sure I stand up and let my voice be heard. That's why I'm on here with you, Jesse, and thank you for letting me to be on with you tonight.
Of course, Tito. Always welcome on Jesse Waters Primetime. You just heard President Donald Trump, former president, spell out the entrepreneurial pitch. I'm a businessman. I was good for business in my 4 years. Is that sticking?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to the things that when I lived in Huntington Beach, California, I had 5 businesses. You got to understand, I've known Donald Trump since 2000. I fought his casino at the Trump Taj Mahal. I worked on a Celebrity Apprentice with him. And to see what type of businessman he was, what type of father he was, what type of patriot he is for this country, for a billionaire to step up for this country and willing to risk everything to protect this country, my hat's off to him. And I will support him till he's no longer around. And that's the way I feel. But I think there's a lot of Latinos that feel the same way because they come to this country to make sure that we have our faith, we have our family, and we have our freedoms. These are the things that this country that cannot lose. If we lose that, there's no turning back. And people need to understand that now, this is our time to take back America because we cannot lose it for the future of our children, for all the future of everybody that does want to come across the border legally. Because it's, once again, it's not just Mexicans that are coming across the border. People don't understand that. There's children trafficking. There's drugs that are coming across. All the cartel are doing the things that American people don't like. And you can see all across the border in Texas, Arizona, California. It's shambles of what the border patrol can't take care of. And it's because of the legislative and the policies that the Biden regime is doing right now. And it's sad for this country. And I hope people listen to me as a blue-collared man that has to relocate here in Florida, open my own business, Tito's Cantina, Tequila Bar and Grill, here in Cape Coral, to redo the American dream. Because I lost everything after 2020. And it's hard for me because I'm still trying to take care of my children as a blue-collared man. So for me, speaking to the public, speaking to everybody here on Fox News and Jesse Waters, thank you very much for having me on here. But at the same time, people, we need to come together. We need to make sure that we make America great again because it's very, very important.
Okay, that was Tito Ortiz. And James, that illustrates Donald Trump. You know, there are many Tito Ortizes out there. He's not a loner. He speaks for millions of people of every ethnicity. What all of these people have in common is what George Carlin said. They ain't in the club. They aren't postgraduate.
Karl Marx was anti-family. You see, the Latinos don't go for that.
Exactly. And of course, in Middle America, all Middle America, family is everything. Black America,
well, that's the idea.
Latino America, Asian America, for normal people, their little world, their little, that house that their whole life has been devoted to getting, that house that they can own. that they can hand off to their children. That, you know, that's everything for them. And all these Warren Buffetts and Bill Gates and George Soros and these, these weirdos who actually control the world right now. Exactly.
Billionaires. Anti-family.
These are sick, sick people. And what the public's waking up to is the Republican Party is not a wealthy party anymore. It's not the rich people in your community are Democrats. And they've cornered the money. They have much better. Joe Biden is going to be much better financed in this election. He already is much better financed than Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump is financed by small contributions, just as Republic Broadcasting is financed the same way. We don't have any fat cats. The fat cats, and I don't understand the full explanation of this. Why has vast wealth? Let's put it this way. Were these people corrupt and evil before they got the money, and that's how they got the money? Or did getting the money turn them into devils? You know,
They have an agenda.
Or is it both?
The deep state is still operating them, I believe. And so they've got this agenda of what they have to do in the next while. I'm talking like Langley, Virginia, CIA, and all of that big bureaucracy. It doesn't want to be changed. So it's offering big inertia to a populist like Trump. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, now let's go to Donald Trump. He says, here he is. He puts up a post right along the lines that we're thinking, James. He says, he quotes Senator Tim Scott, a black man of South Carolina, quote, Donald Trump is uniting a coalition of working Americans, and liberal elites are petrified. If you are disgusted by our two-tiered legal system, then ensure your voice is heard on Election Day. So the president's quoting Tim Scott there. Here's one, again, put up by the president. And, you know, this is my standard, folks. I put stuff, I share stuff with you because Donald Trump shared it with you. I'm just going right off of Donald Trump. And so here's a post he put up. President Trump crushes Biden with Latino voters. It's a graphic, and it shows it's based on the New York Times of February 25th to 28th. It's a poll, and Donald Trump's support, apparently among Latinos, is 46% of Latinos. Joe Biden, 40. Whoa, this is unheard of. This is revolutionary, folks. Mitt Romney didn't do this. John McCain couldn't do this. Even Ronald Reagan couldn't do this. But, you know, the Bush brothers, Bush family, rather, couldn't do it. And the Bush brothers, they couldn't do it. Okay, let's go to the next one that the president puts up for us. Here's one that's unidentified. Let me just, I'll hit the button and see what it is. Okay, he put this up. For Donald Trump. Economía. For Donald Trump. So this is out there playing in the Latin community. La vida, por la familia. Okay. And then Donald Trump says, let's see here. Let me go through his posts. Okay, here he goes. Okay, now he's really going to Jesse Waters. Here's one that he put up 10 hours ago, a different Jesse Waters show. He's liking Jesse. I wonder if Jesse's going to get an appointment with Trump. Here he goes.
Americans got to look behind the curtain of Washington. Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's plan to bait journalists with hoaxes disguised as scoops, got exposed.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal.
Wow.
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Langley was laundering narratives to the press and into the public's veins. The most trusted
my
names in
William
news
Colby.
Were working wittingly or unwittingly.
Yep. I think that was William Colby. And that was back in 1975.
Executive session.
Operation Mockingbird.
Conduits of disinformation. At least 22 American news organizations, from the New York Times to Life magazine to CBS, had journalists on the CIA payroll.
At CBS, had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
And the cover-up continues, although the lies are more blatant now.
There is no deep state.
There's no deep state. There's no great spy network who takes down presidents here.
There is no deep state, and we need to stop talking about it.
The deep state doesn't exist. Okay, spoiler alert, there is no deep state.
But today, my staff opened the New York Times and saw this. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Not only does the deep state exist, but the deep state is filled with people just like you and me. To prove it, the New York Times took a road trip. First stop, they visited a Star Trek lover.
First stop, Huntsville, Alabama. Sure looks like some nefarious government activity.
So we're not going to have time to play all that, but Jesse Waters is doing a Tucker Carlson. He's actually telling the truth, and he's actually hurting the deep state. I'm loving it. What I hear in Jesse Waters' piece there, and in his recent pieces, is that he has decided Tucker was right. I'm with Tucker, and they're going to have to fire me, too. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to make it hurt. And, okay, go ahead. Fire me. I'll go the route of
you
Tucker.
Know, good old Bill Colby. He shouldn't have just got into that canoe that morning. Should have stayed out of
right.
the canoe.
That's right. He was murdered. That's right.
It was a canoe accident. Yeah.
Oh, canoe accident. Accident. Oh, boy. And so the let's take another look at the next thing put up by the president. You know, there's so much here, you know, and this is going to be a problem we're going to have, folks, all the way. Okay, I don't mean to scare you, ladies and gentlemen, but from now until the president's third election and second presidency, his third victory. Will last all the way through. Let me just think here for a moment. He's sworn in on January 20th, 2025. So his successor will be sworn in on January 20th, 2029. And we're going to be here, all of us here in the Trump phenomenon, until that time. And every day, we're going to have way more than we can report. My job will be somehow make it invigorating, encouraging for you, pick out some of the...
Unless we go canoeing.
I haven't canoed. Now, I did get my canoeing. Okay, folks, I'm a damn good canoer, and I got my canoeing merit badge at Emerald Bay on Catalina Island.
No plans for suicide.
As the senior patrol leader of America's top Boy Scout troop, I got my canoeing badge with my superb J-stroke. Look it up, the J stroke in canoeing, and it's how you keep a canoe going straight. And I was a master of the war canoes, single canoes. So if Kelso dies in a canoeing accident, that was an assassination. My canoeing is outstanding, and says this Eagle Scout. And anyway, let's see what the president's got here. Here's a good one. This is a good headline that appeared on Sean Hannity. A Gold Star father, somebody who's the dad of a Marine who was killed by the Biden administration in Afghanistan and that intentionally botched withdrawal, he shouted out, from the gallery at Biden's State of the Union address. He shouted out in anger. And guess what they did? The Democrats. They arrested this father who lost his son. They arrested him and dragged him out, charged him. And guess what? The public was so furious at these bastards in our government that they had to let him go. They had to drop the charges because the public is pissed. We're pissed.
Right.
And you know what? The hoax isn't working anymore. We're on to these people. And we have one big advantage. George Carlin's right. They own everything. They control the media. But there's one thing they don't control. Us. They used to control us, but they've lost their control. We've bolted the leash. We're on the loose.
Something like that. That's right.
And the dogs are running, folks.
By the way, do you know I'm Elon Musk? You know why I'm going to lend $500 million to Donald Trump?
Why?
Because if Donald Trump does not get elected, I stand to lose $20 billion next year with Joe Biden. That's probably the case.
You know, that's right. Folks, the Biden and all the Democrats, you don't think they've identified Elon Musk as a target? Do you think if Donald Trump loses, Elon Musk will be able to survive?
There you go.
The scalping? No, yeah. So that's right. If I'm Elon Musk, a $500 million investment in Donald Trump might just save my $190 billion as per Forbes net worth. So
exactly.
That was $242 billion before I bought Twitter for all of us, for our free speech. All right, let's see what we're going to run out of time, James. It's just a couple minutes until the hour here Wednesday night. And so I want to thank everybody for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's just excellent post after it. And they're all today. Here's one I can't read you where the president says no one has been held accountable. And he puts out a brilliant video. You got to watch these things yourself. He puts out a just brilliant post after brilliant post. Brilliant, you know, wonderful, encouraging poll after encouraging poll, absolutely destroying the left and, you know, in every state. It's wonderful, folks. So, if Kelso dies in a canoe or Trump doesn't win the election, hey, foul play. Criminality.
Thanks again, James.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, James. And we'll see you all again right here.
Thank you.
Right here in the, it's a 19th hole, the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.